There was once someone who was a chiev to daven for the amid. So he came to shul a few minutes early, and he stood by the amid in order to, that he should be able to get, you know, to be the first place in order to get the amid. Now, before I go further in the story, I want to explain this wasn't just in any shul in any minyan. This was in the Satmar Beis Medrash by the Satmar Rav's minyan Zechein Levracha. So he wanted the schus to daven for the amid as a chiev in the Satmar Rebbe's minyan. Now, this was like 10 minutes before davening. Then like 5 minutes before davening, the Rebbe still hadn't come yet, and then a second chiev came over. And he said, you know, I'm a chiev. He said, yeah, but I, the first one said, but I came first. So the second one said, who are you a chiev for? So he said, I'm a chiev for my wife's father, for my shver. Now you understand that's not a real chiev. It's a nice thing to do, but it's not a real chiev. So the second one said, okay, doesn't make a difference if you came first, because I'm a chiev for my father. So I'm a real chiev. So the first one said, no, but I'm a chiev for my shver, but I was here first, you go to a different minyan. And they started arguing back and forth. A couple minutes later, in walked the Satmar Rav Zechein Levracha. And he said, he saw there was a little bit of a tumult by the Amid. He said, what's the issue? So each one explained. He said, okay, I came first. He said, yeah, but he's the second one said he's not a real chiv. So the Satmar Rav said, and listen carefully, this was I just read this story last week. This was an eye-opening story to me. The Satmar Rav said, I want to tell you something. The first person should get the Amid. And he says, you know what the reason is? The reason he should get the Amid, he said, is because... He said, he turns to the second one, your father is not alive anymore. His father-in-law, Hishver, is also not alive. He says, and that's Kvod HaMeisim. Kvod HaChai comes first. He says, this person's wife, he's going to come home for supper. And the first question she's going to be is, so did you daven for my father by the Amid, by the Satmar Rebbe's minion? Did you daven for the Amid? And he's going to say, no. He says, so that's an issue of Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis. Kvod HaChayim. And that's not Kvod HaChayim, a Shalom Bayis issue. That's Doicha Kvod HaMeisim. And he gets the Amid. I read this story in the book of my dear friend, Reb Yitzchak Kiziger, Food for Thought. This unbelievable story. Now, I want to tell you, this story changed the perspective that I have in Chesed. I said, who would think if two people are arguing over an Amid? You would think, okay, maybe his feelings come before that of the feelings of the person. Maybe you should consider that over the Kvod HaMeis. Who would think that this is a Shalom Bayis issue? That's what comes to your mind? This is a Shalom Bayis issue? When an employer tells his employee off before he goes home, is he thinking that I'm telling him Musar now? I'm telling him a line that he might find a little insulting. This is a Shalom Bayis issue? Does that enter his mind that he's going to be held responsible for causing a Shalom Bayis? Is he thinking that maybe if he's going to tell a line that's not really appropriate to say to his employee, and his employee goes home, and he's very tough on his son that night, and his son the next day doesn't learn good in yeshiva, does he realize that he's responsible for all that? And let's look at the positive side of the coin. Does he realize that if he tells a nice compliment, that if an employer tells an employee a nice compliment that the employee deserves, and he tells it to him, and the employee comes home, and the employee has a very nice, pleasant time to his wife, that therefore he's going to come, Emir Tashem, he's going to stand in dinner on Rosh Hashanah, and he's going to be, look, you caused Shalom Bayis to your employee. You helped out a Shalom Bayis. He's going to come home and be very nice to son and teach him good. And the son will be able to excel the next day in Cheder. And does he realize that he's going to be responsible for causing that positive thing that happened to his son? This is a very, very deep and strong lesson that we have to take from the story of the Satmar Rav. We have to realize the ripple effect. We're responsible for the positive and the negative. May we all be Zeicha today to have a true... deep chesed day and be able to have a true, real, beautiful ripple effect on all the people that are around us.